Videos, BLM attacks hashtag walkaway event in Texas. By Bob Price on September 5, 2020. Black Lives Matter agitators attacked a hashtag walkaway movement Rescue America rally in Dallas, Texas, on Saturday. Tweeted videos show a man wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt as he allegedly breached backstage security to disrupt the rally. He then appeared to assault a security guard for the hashtag walkaway movement. A video tweeted by hashtag walkaway movement founder Brandon Straka shows a man wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt and a woman wearing a defund the police shirt allegedly assaulting a security guard at the Rescue America rally. As the security guard attempts to detain his alleged attacker, other BLM activists jump in to free the man. Straka tweeted, BLM agitator infiltrated stage area of today's rally then put his fist into security's neck when being removed. At Dallas PD arrested the security agent. Followers, I need your help. BLM agitator infiltrated stage area of today's rally then put his fist into security's neck when being removed. At Dallas PD arrested the security agent. He's been held for over 4 hours. Dallas PD not releasing security agent. RT and demand his release. pic.twitter.com/ghmwzaforl5. Brandon Straka, at Brandon Straka, September 5, 2020. Before the alleged assault, Straka tweeted a video showing the crowd in attendance carrying hashtag walkaway signs. Hashtag walkaway Rescue America Dallas was a huge hit today. Thank you, Texas, for showing up to hashtag Rescue America. #RescueDallas at Real Donald Trump at Ingram Angle at Fox News at Pete Hegseth at Fox and Friends at Blaze TV at Owen at Emily Rose Finn at Steve Mimmel at Jack Posobiec at Newsmax at Dan Crenshaw at CNN pic.twitter.com/RexifTKeevil. Brandon Straka, at Brandon Straka, September 5, 2020. Several hours later, Vizeric Alvarez tweeted his interview with Straka, who said the security guard had been arrested and held for several hours. Brandon Straka, the walkaway campaign, says the man seen in the video taking Alexander to the ground was a hired security guard. He says that man was also brought in for questioning and has not been released. At vapic.twitter.com/7rqb55m87. Eric Alvarez, at Eric Va, September 6, 2020. Later, in what Straka called the most terrifying moment of my life, he and his team members are confronted by another BLM group as they left the Dallas Police Department. They had been checking on the as-yet-unreleased security guard. Straka tweeted, "My team and I went to the police to check on detained security agent. 30 to 40 BLM began throwing bottles at us and chasing us. They stole my employee's phone and smashed it. We had to run for 4 to 5 blocks. All Dallas news stations were there. Despite being at a Dallas Police Department facility, no Dallas police officers appear to be anywhere in the alleged attack vicinity. At the very end of the video, a black woman appears to run up and attack the woman shooting the video. This was the most terrifying moment of my life. My team and I went to the police to check on detained security agent. 30 to 40 BLM began throwing bottles at us and chasing us. They stole my employee's phone and smashed it. We had to run for 4 to 5 blocks. All Dallas news stations were there. pic.twitter.com/84zwxtpo93. Brandon Straka, at Brandon Straka, September 6, 2020. Straka identified the alleged attacker in the video above as Dominique Alexander at Nick Alex. Other news outlets referred to him by that name as well. Violence breaks out in Dallas between Trump supporters holding a rally and Black Lives Matter counter-protesters. Next Generation Action Network provided the video to ITFA. The man wrestled to the ground is the group's founder Dominique Alexander. pic.twitter.com/sysvavlxp. Eric Alvarez, at EricVa, September 5, 2020. CBS DFW reported police detained Alexander after the attack. DPD later revealed Alexander had been arrested for outstanding warrants. On Saturday night, BLM protesters gathered outside the Dallas Police Detention Center demanding his release. Protesters now in front of the Central Detention Center demanding Dominique Alexander's release. pic.twitter.com/bhjnfhkjua. Tanya Iserer, at Tanya Iserer, September 6, 2020. The Dallas Morning News reported that as police placed Alexander in handcuffs, he told supporters, "Call Chief, you, Renee, Hall." Officers then placed him in a squad car. The BLM agitator's name is Atnik Alex. While being arrested, he said, "Call a Chief, Hall." He has a relationship with Dallas Chief of Police. The security agent is being held by Dallas police for defending crowd from a BLM attacker. Call 214-671-3001. Demand release this agent now. pic.twitter.com/wakui0k. Brandon Straka, at Brandon Straka, September 5, 2020. Dominik Alexander faces two misdemeanor citations for assault, according to his attorney. His followers are now marching from DPD headquarters to the jail. At vapic.twitter.com/5mtrmod. Eric Alvarez, at Ericva, September 6, 2020. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Pticks and Facebook. Editor's note, this article has been updated to reference the name of the hashtag walkaway movement in the headline and first paragraph.